Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Before we begin, I'd like to give a huge thank you to Audible for supporting the H3 podcast. If you want a 30-day free trial, go to audible.com/H3podcast and get yourself some bomb slamming free entertainment on us. Help support the show. Go to audible.com/H3podcast. With that said, let's get slamming. Welcome back to another episode of the H3 Podcast, sitting here with your boy, iDibs. He is a very popular YouTuber who has exploded by exposing the fucking frauds on YouTube.
Let's not
Someone
come
very
on.
Close to
let's
my
not
heart.
Use expose. That's a little bit much.
He's known as the great exposer. Mm. He's known
he's
as iDibs the great
that.
Exposer. He unboxes things. He's got a new series on YouTube called Comedians on Razors Eating Crunchwrap Supremes. I think there'll probably be a new episode out you guys should check out.
The name changes. It's not always – it's comedians. That's all you call it.
Yes.
But
– fill in the blanks. Well, the one we did was Comedians on Razors Eating Crunchwrap Supremes, and you're planning your second episodes with Vsauce.
Yeah, hopefully that goes up.
By the time we put this out,
it will.
I would like that.
Let's time that up. A little cross-pollination. Well, Ian is a very funny guy. His channel is iDubs TV. The TV lets you know that he's a little more serious than the average YouTuber.
Yeah, I'm a broadcaster.
Yeah. But if you don't know his channel, definitely go check it out. He's one of the funniest guys. He's killing.
That's really kind of you to
he's
say.
He's a sweet fucking guy.
And I'd never
and
say
I like
it myself.
Him a lot. You can't say it yourself, but you hopefully that you have friends around that will just say it for you, and then you're like, "Thanks, Doug."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I really appreciate my TV director friend Ethan Klein telling me when my shit's good.
Yeah, I got your back, Doug. So, my first question for you is: do you remember there's this one YouTuber? He was really big. Do you remember Leafy Is Here?
Is that the guy who looks like a lesbian?
No. That's a different one. This guy looks like a fucking... Ooh. Now I feel like I'm going in.
Yeah.
No, he's like a little... He's got like a little chin, I guess, is what he's known for. The lesbian's the other guy.
Oh. Yeah, no, I haven't heard of him.
I don't remember him. I remember him vaguely.
This feels mean.
Yeah, this feels mean. This feels mean. I thought planned for this to be funnier. Let's just wrap it up. Call it a day. You'll just wrap it. So, Ian is known for like you've known for your very kind of inflammatory like you're very anti PC. I would describe you as where on YouTube is a space that's very caters to like Disney-esque characters.
Sure, yeah.
They love them, and in a time where being PC is it's so hard to be un PC. Ian's the kind of guy who his slogan is nigger faggot. And I'm not going to get in trouble because I'm just quoting him.
Right.
But, like, how do you break that down for me? Like,
well,
how is that?
Okay, well, just for starters.
Also, he's gay.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, he's gay,
okay,
too.
So nigger faggot isn't the slogan.
Oh.
A slogan is, hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, come on.
Nigger faggot, that's a character.
You've just got so many catchphrases.
Yeah.
This guy's...
I don't make them myself. I just, you know, I can get away with it because someone else said it, right?
Right.
So,
who said nigger faggot?
An unfortunate gentleman whose Kickstarter I made fun of.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Huh, so
it's almost like you're not even the racist. You're just like, this guy happened to say it, and I'm just living his memory.
Right, exactly.
What was the Kickstarter? I didn't catch that.
It was basically a game console.
Mm.
This young man was making a game console.
Right.
That had... He had the schematics up there and everything, but the schematics were drawn in MS Paint.
Okay.
And it didn't look quite right. So
right.
I decided to talk about it, and next thing I know, he's making a vlog directed toward me, and he opens it up with something like, you motherfucking nigger faggot.
Oh.
No way.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's a wonderful backstory because I feel like you get a lot of heat for the saying that.
Right.
But it's actually a wonderful little callback.
Yeah. Believe it or not,
I'm not that racist. Okay, a little bit though. Self-admittedly, just a little racist.
Oh, yeah.
But let's be honest.
A little bit.
How did he come up with that?
It's wonderfully creative.
I believe he watched the Derek comedy sketch. Mm. If you guys are familiar with that.
So it didn't even start from him?
No, I don't think so.
So nigger faggot's just been around the block.
Yeah.
Everyone's just been borrowing it from each other.
Yeah.
Nigger faggot whore. It's just a wonderful string of words that really gets you going.
Yeah. Like soliloquy.
It feels
good on your mouth.
It's like mouth silk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the I'm gay thing, I mean, that I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
So, I'm definitely proud of that.
Well, so Ian has this thing. Was it a collaboration? Is it a Filthy Frank or was it a Max Mofo?
That would be Max Mofo.
So he goes, so Ian jumps into the frame in a Batman-esque fashion and he just says, I'm gay. How'd I do?
It's a little bit more.
I'm gay.
That's better. That's better.
More
first
gusto.
One was a bit effeminate.
Yeah, I needed. Sorry, I wasn't.
You're getting
I need to
character.
Build my confidence levels.
Yeah,
yeah. To proclaim that.
Yeah.
So that the little meme is now what you're that I'm gay guy.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. It's good. I really like it. It's cool that like.
Are you gay?
No. Mm. I have a lovely girlfriend who's in the room right now.
Mm. Is he gay? I mean, you would know better than anybody. He's a little gay. He's a little gay. All right.
Yeah. For Max.
Oh, just Max?
Kind of gay.
Yeah.
That's it. I've had relationships like that almost where you're like, I'm not gay, but I have a friend who I fuck.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're saying?
When did you have that relationship?
I think it came out weird.
And with who?
That's kind of got a little weird. But like that, you know, that... Ugh, never mind. It just sounds bad.
You know that story. You know how that goes.
I'm not, first of all, I've never fucked a guy. It just came out wrong. But I was saying, like sometimes you're like, you have that male friend you're like a little too close with, and people are like, oh, they're gay. That's you and Max.
Yeah, definitely.
Except.
We're close.
Yeah.
Well, I'd actually say I'm more gay with my friend from high school, Raj. Mm. He's a good guy.
God bless you. Yeah. Shout out to Raj.
Big ups to Raj Jor.
Raj, you gay ass fuck.
He ain't gay. He wouldn't like that.
Like,
he ain't no gay.
What do you guys do together?
Yeah,
not gay stuff.
What are you gay?
Nothing gay.
What are you gay, Hila? Fuck you, nigger faggot.
Yeah.
I love that
gay
I can just.
Hila. Don't look at him. Look at me. I'm mad at you. What is this?
Ian's
this is my podcast now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. This
bitch.
No, what the
you
fuck?
You can't even drink
it's
yet.
It's a character. It's a character, okay? I'm done.
He's out of character.
All right.
I love that I can just say nigger faggot, though.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't really say that.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like...
empowered?
Yeah. I feel a like you're using a little liberally.
I love saying nigger faggot. It's so wonderful.
Yeah.
So now you're going to get shit for it.
Yeah. So your style is very anti-PC. Is that by intention or are you just expressing yourself?
It is by intention. I really don't like being limited. I'm a big fan of freedom of speech.
First Amendment is number one.
Yeah, it's number one, right up there with Second Amendment.
Yeah.
God, love your guns.
Do you have a gun on you? He's nodding yes, but he won't say yes.
No, I would never bring a firearm to a podcast.
Oh, God. Ian's fucking packed and he's scaring
so
the shit out of me.
Gun.
I'll shoot you.
No, he's going back into character.
Why are you?
Just
what
turn
is
away.
This character
you know?
And what?
Yeah, what is that character?
It's kind of like. I like to think of it as a cholo, but like.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, it's sort of bad. It's a bad character.
So it's like.
It's inaccurate.
Interesting. Have you debuted that character yet?
In private.
It's something you're working on?
Yeah.
Okay.
And admittedly, I'm pretty sure I stole it from Raj, the guy we mentioned earlier.
Raj. Oh, fuck that guy. He's gay.
It's good to be a joke thief. However, only be a joke thief to people who aren't in the industry.
Because no one's going to complain.
There you go.
That's wonderful. Get like the funniest friends ever.
Funniest friends who are great comedians.
Get them
their
drunk.
Local stand-up
They're
routine.
Waiters. Don't ever bring them in. Just have them come in, be funny, and be like, see you guys next week. And then you have all this material.
Take it.
And no one ever complains.
It's brilliant.
I love it.
Yeah.
Elon, Craigslist, get friends. If you can put a post on Craigslist, just
get
friends.
Get friends, Elon.
Okay.
Just put friends. That would be helpful to me. She's working on it now. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Old guy in his 30s.
He looks kind of intimidating in this podcast. She's got the beanie on. She looks like she's going to shoot someone.
No, Ela, don't fuck around.
Maybe it's the black shirt.
Ela's a fucking gangster as shit, dude. She scares me. We were talking about that last episode with Bert Kreischer, and he was talking about how his wife is really like a strong, bold, beautiful woman kind of character. And I was just saying like, yeah, Ela scares the shit out of me. Because we were talking about like how we're both pussies. Like in a fight, I feel like I can maybe beat up 20% of all men. Mm-hmm. And then the 80% would just fucking kick my ass, like kill me.
Right.
And I'm not talking like Street Fighter. I'm talking like World War II, Saving Private Ryan, one-to-one death match.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It still feels kind of good to say like, I can beat the shit out of 20% of guys.
Well, the thing, yeah, well.
Including
it doesn't
cripples.
Sound that good, no. Yeah, it includes everybody. Yeah. And there's some people in wheelchairs who will fuck me up.
Probably.
But my what we were talking about was like, even though I'm a weak-ass man, I could beat the shit out of Ela, no problem.
But
she would psychologically destroy me.
You know, you guys can put that to the test. Probably be pretty good video, actually going
just
to
a straight up bloodbath. Well, it keeps coming up, so it's almost like at this point we just need to throw down, Ela. Yo, you better fucking doubt. I'm gonna get into this Cholo character. Yo, Ela, no, look at me.
I'll have to exercise.
No, it
for
sounds
a week.
Like this, Holmes.
Yep, dog. You need to throw some dogs in.
No dog. This guy doesn't say dog.
So
back. You need like
he says you bitch. Who you bitch?
You need white
don't
socks.
Don't laugh at me. Yeah, white socks?
Yeah.
And bring them up to my kneecaps?
I actually do that. Yeah. I don't know why.
Because you're a cholo.
Ela used to make fun of me a lot because I wear like big white dad socks.
And he'll like pull it up all the way.
You're sometimes not aware of that sort of stuff. I recall when I was younger, in my youth, I'd wear the sort of the button-up t-shirts, but I'd button it up all the way to the top button.
Oh, that's cholo as hell.
Yeah, and I didn't realize. I was just like, I don't like showing my neck skin.
Yeah.
I feel gay.
Yeah.
So I buttoned it all the way to the top, and my friends were like,
Are you gangbanging?
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, no,
I'm just homophobic.
I don't know, dude. Yeah.
I just don't want to show this area.
I'm shy.
That's funny.
So in Israel, Ethan would wear his socks like that, and no one does that in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm just being me. I used to get made fun of a lot, because where I came from...
I'll just have you know, I've held back
everybody
like five of those.
Just quiet on set.
Sorry.
When I was a kid, you know, I would rock the high dad socks. They're comfortable, they're cozy, they're white, they roll them up, and it's great. And then all of a sudden when I go to Israel, people are fucking goofing on me. Like I was in the elevator with my boss one time and he goes, nice socks, faggot. He said that to me.
No, they didn't.
Well, no, John said that to me in a nicer way. He didn't call me a faggot, but he's like, he made me feel bad. He belittled me as a person for my taste in fashion.
You could use an upgrade in a lot of ways.
Now I'm,
yeah.
What do you think about that?
Eh, nah. The whole thing's just shit.
Well, you fucking wear sweatpants everywhere.
I can get away with it. I'm young. I'm a
you're
young
not
buck.
That young.
I'm a young How buck. Young? I can wear dirt.
For YouTube, you're old as fuck, dog. You're old as me, dude. That's why I like you.
Yeah.
That's
we can relate.
Yeah, you're more because everyone on YouTube's so young. I'm 31. You're 27, right?
37.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I thought you were older. Yeah. I don't know if this is going to work.
Come on, quiz me, dude. Ask me about old shit. Golden Girls? You like Golden Girls? I love Golden Girls.
What was the name of Tommy's? Oh,
I guess I'm too old
what
for you
What was
guys.
The last name of Tommy from the Rugrats?
Pickles.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Yeah, that's
90 kids only. But like, so when you, going back to the PC thing, you just, I mean, like it's, you just, it's.
I just really don't, like, I envy comics who are able to get away with saying fucking anything.
Yes.
Because, like, I don't really care about, I just think it's kind of a skill. It's like to be able to frame your shit.
It's a tightrope walk.
Yeah, and I feel like it's more interesting. So I always just wanted to be able to do it. So kind of early on when I saw the opportunity to say something, I'd be like, all right, if I happen to get bigger at some point, I can always point back and say, this isn't offensive. Mm-hmm. What I did then was offensive.
That's funny. Mm.
So get off my ass sort of thing.
So, you know?
So you set the expectations that like...
Right, exactly.
You already said that. So yeah. Like, this is not offensive.
So if President Obama tweets at you and he's like, yo, Idubbbz, you're fucking offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you point to him and be like, yo, Obama, chill out. Look at this from my earlier career.
I mean, obviously the nigger faggot thing, right?
Oh, but that wasn't even that long ago.
No, it wasn't. Oh, I mean, has my career been that?
I guess.
Yeah. By the way, when did you start YouTube?
Okay. So I started YouTube, I would say, around about 5 years ago.
Same time
and
as us.
Ideally, my initial thought was, hey, I'm going to be a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
I can play games and earn money. That's cool. Let's
Which
do
is
that.
So funny because you're like the gamer persona is one that's so played out on YouTube and you're such a like counterculture person.
Mm-hmm.
That thinking back to you then is seems so different than who you are now.
I was playing Minecraft when I was 20 years old.
Damn.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's really embarrassing to look back at it and say, Jesus, not long ago, I was one of these.
Well, to be fair, I don't think many YouTubers can look 5 years back and be like, I'm not embarrassed.
Yeah, not
right.
Embarrassed.
No, it's true. It's true.
I think it's just it's part of the experience.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool to see how quickly you can evolve and how things can change in a matter of a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're both pretty good examples of that. You know?
Yeah. God, on YouTube, a week feels like a month.
Yeah,
so
true.
A year is like...
Yeah.
So you went from playing Minecraft, and then what was the next evolution?
Indie games. I mean, in general, I played a lot of indie games. That's sort of where I like kind of found a niche.
Mm.
I get a lot of people razz me about that, playing games like Overgrowth, which is like a...
I remember that.
Yeah, it's a really cool game. They haven't gone anywhere with it just because production's mega slow on an indie game, especially when you hire like two people to work on it.
Mm.
But
shots fired at Overgrowth.
Yeah, exactly. Shots fired at really all indie titles. They all fucking suck. Games suck.
So once you were what was the transition from gaming to the next thing you did?
Okay, so I did sort of a brief news show sort of thing. I wanted to show my face in front of the camera, so I called it gaming news crap, and I would just talk about like the games that are scheduled to come out or any random thing like that.
Wow.
Yeah, those are privatized, I believe. Those will be released from the vault eventually.
Are the Minecraft ones still up?
I don't believe they are now.
Yeah, well, you know—
That was on a separate channel even, because I had that channel monetization disabled, so— We're moved past that at this point.
Fucking Edubbbz Minecraft news gaming updates. I think people would kill for that channel.
They would, actually.
That'd be entertaining.
Yeah. When the channel starts plummeting, I'll slowly release those, and they'll be like,
return to your roots.
Yeah.
Be like, holy shit.
This guy's desperate.
He's a natural at this gaming news thing.
Yeah. So I did that, and then I ended up having a segment at the end of this gaming news crap thing called Kickstarter Crap.
Oh.
And I would look at a random Kickstarter project and be like, man, this is pretty shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are gaming-focused still, though, right? So then eventually I started just doing Kickstarter crap on its own, did a bunch of those videos. I strayed away from gaming. That's when Max sort of like kind of – he left a comment on one of my videos and
– That is Max Mofo.
Max Mofo, yes. And I had no idea who he was. One of my friends just mentioned, like, oh, this dude's verified. He's writing your comments. And then I was sort of trying to be the cool guy. When he'd tweet at me on Twitter, I would, like, respond, like...
Cool.
Yeah, dude, one-word replies and stuff. Like,
yeah.
But, he had millions of subs, so I was like, yeah.
It was a big deal.
It was a big deal, yeah. But, like, a year went by after that. And then we started talking more, and then kind of the rest is history, I'd say.
So the Kickstarter crap, actually, looking back, a lot of those have a lot of views now since your channel exploded. That series was so perfectly timed because when you first started doing that, Kickstarter was just such a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
There were so many people trying to grab money with the most, like, asinine, dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the timing of that series was wonderful.
It worked out well.
Yeah.
There were a lot of other people who were kind of doing a similar thing, Red Supre and a few others, I think. They did the same thing, but I don't know. It was sort of up for grabs at that time.
Yeah.
It was sort of a weird niche. Not too many people were
doing it. It's like a gold mine.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're always looking for that wonderful, perfect YouTube video to like talk about that's like so ripe for satire. Like right. the one we did together about the curing my colorblindness. Mm-hmm. But you go on Kickstarter back then and it's like all like
tons
fucking
of stuff.
Gold mine, dude.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like when we started doing reaction to
that's
pranks.
True.
It's a similar, yeah, it's a very similar thing. And you yeah. guys yeah. And I think both feel the same way about there's a lot of stuff to look at and there's a lot of suggestions that fans put out there mm-hmm. and you really have to weed them out. Because I yeah. recall yeah. getting a lot of suggestions that were like, look at this Kickstarter project. And I would look at it and I'd be like, well, this is clearly just a child that yeah. can't do anything, can't operate a web page. So, like, I mean, I don't know what you're expecting.
That's, yeah. yeah.
You
yeah.
want me to just go off on a tangent?
Well, like,
calling a child out?
Well, that one of my favorite emails that we get all the time
yeah.
is like, hey, I've got a perfect reaction video for you. And mm-hmm. then you click the link and it's got like two views and it's like some fucking 8-year old that they go to high school with that they just want to yeah. humiliate. And somehow in their mind, they're like, Ethan's gonna fucking make a whole video about this guy and slam him.
I was thinking that it might be fun at one point.
Just do it.
To do it.
Just to surprise
to
everybody.
Do it. Yeah.
But this one kid who's just no, he's just like, what the fuck?
What is this?
Like, that's actually.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, I feel like it could end up being a positive thing if you frame it in the right way.
Yeah,
so I got this email.
Yeah.
You start with the email.
Yeah. What if, well, you could actually flip it on the guy who sent the email.
Oh.
Be like, send me a video.
Because a lot of them are very. They'll sign off on their email xbluedragon49.
Yeah, yeah.
So
like,
you look
also
it up on
check
YouTube.
Out my channel.
Yeah,
you
check
know?
Out my channel. My channel is much better than this gay channel.
Yeah. Yo, y'all fucking heard it here. Y'all better back off, Idibs.
Yeah,
he's coming exactly. hard on all you fucking haters. That's actually a brilliant idea. That's a wonderful story. If
yeah.
you found someone really worthy of getting blasted.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to give out too many good ideas, but
yeah, guys.
You can send out a message on Twitter. Hey, you guys want someone for me to roast? Anyone at your high school?
Email me. That's a fucking brilliant
40-minute roast video just calling out
all these people.
Yeah.
It's a YouTube Red special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have YouTube Red.
On. Finally, minutes. Something good on YouTube Red. Yeah. Fuck YouTube Red.
I have such a troubled relationship with YouTube. I feel like I've spent so much of my career bitching about YouTube that I almost like.
Yeah.
I'm out of breath, dude.
Just over it.
I'm out of breath. I like lost. I feel like I just been beat down. You know, I've been shamed. I'm naked in a dungeon. They're like passing me bread under the door. I'm just like, I can't. Just take me. Just fuck me in the ass. I love you.
I can't say I feel the same.
It's just
YouTube.
Like, I don't know. I feel
fuck
like you don't
me
care.
In the ass, YouTube.
It's like that famous Mike Tyson line where he goes, he was talking to a guy pre-fight and he goes, it's one of my favorite lines ever.
I think I remember this.
Fuck me. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot.
Yeah.
It's like.
I saw that recently.
I love that domination play. That's a good line for your character, by the way.
Yeah.
Put that in the vault. You want to test it?
I'll fuck. Yo, faggot. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot.
There's so much in that sentence.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's fucking a guy.
It's passion.
But somehow he's not gay. He's turning the other guy gay because he fucks him so good. I love it. So I feel like YouTube's fucked me till I loved them, faggot. I don't know if that made sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, so I've been beaten to submission. I'm their gimp.
Yeah.
Oh, I love YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube's all right.
So we're going to take a quick break. Guys, stay tuned. It's going to get juicy. It's going to get fresh. It's going to stay spicy. Stay tuned. Once again, I'd like to thank Audible for supporting our podcast. Audible is an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original shows, news, comedy, and more. I personally love using Audible when I'm playing Overwatch or hitting the gym losing that fupa. But if you're just goofing around and need something to listen to, Audible is as good as it gets. The book that I've been reading is Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow. It's the book that actually inspired the Emmy Award-winning Broadway play Hamilton. It's a really fascinating book about one of the most influential and underappreciated figure in American history. For our audience, Audible is offering a free audio book with a 30-day free trial. If you want to listen to it, Audible has it. Go to audible.com/h3podcast and browse their unmatched selection of audio content. Download a title for free and start listening. It is that easy. Let's continue on with iDubes TV. What would you say is the worst thing on YouTube right now? What is it that's going on there that drives you crazy every time?
It's interesting how quickly it changes.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, one of the things that really grinds my gears are these channels that have a very specific – I mean, you can almost identify them via their thumbnails. 332 dollar water versus $1
BuzzFeed.
Water.
That's the BuzzFeed.
Yeah,
that
sort
thing
of stuff.
Just blown up. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's frustrating.
What do you hate about it?
There's almost nothing to the video. A lot of the personalities that are in the videos, they don't actually have much of a personality. They are just there to. I don't know. It's eye candy a lot of the time, you know. The most sour drink in the world. It's like – it's very interesting of a video. Yes, I'm calling out Wolfie.
Yeah, that
raps.
Was a great straight-up call out to Wolfie.
No, I mean, I think he's a great personality.
Do you know
that's,
what?
That's a good example. I like Wolfie. I think he's a good personality. There are other people who they're sort of substituting building their personality with just more shit. They're just going to buy more shit, make – the biggest gummy thing you can imagine. Fill my bathtub with tampons. Yeah. Fill my bedroom with wrenches.
I guess when you say that, it's kind of – it's like a tech racks almost.
Yeah.
But like tech racks, like I – the guy's sweet. I like the guy. But he has the personality – I think I just had an aneurysm. He has the personality of a, like a paper towel.
Yeah.
And he's like, guys, I just filled up this pool of Coke. It's crazy. I'm going to fly a drone in it. Okay, I flew the drone in it. Wasn't that crazy? Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
And then it's like 50 million views.
Your impersonation of him was so good.
Thank you.
It actually sounded like him.
Was mine not good? I feel like I kind of zoned
in. You just reminded me how.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you, Hila. Thank you for noting. Thank you, Doug.
You get the best part or the easiest way to impersonate someone or do an impression is you just have like a very specific phrase and you don't bring it any further. What's up, guys? Tech Rex here.
That's fucking
That's what you
killer.
Do. You don't say anything more. If I say
no,
anything
I
more, I'll
more.
Screw it up.
I want more.
Yeah, you have to watch the extended version.
What's up, guys? Tech Rex here.
Yeah. And Tech today, Rex guys?
Today... He's got like a, you have to lower your IQ like by 50 points, and then you sound like Tech Rex.
Yeah, a little bit.
What's up, guys? But like, and then I have to say to Wolfie's credit, when I made a video goofing on him a little bit about the like begging, and he immediately DM'd me and was like, yo, I love your video. It was only a matter of time before someone called me out. God bless you. And I was like, that's a class act.
I watched a lot of his videos, and it was very funny. Like I made fun of the sort of the dick sucking face in all of his thumbnails, like looking at like an object, like
right,
because it makes for a good thumbnail, and I always knew that. Like Max, like filming,
you
like
did
some
that a
of
little
his...
bit in the slingshot one.
Well, that was the purpose. Yeah. That was the.
But it's almost like too meta. I feel like the people actually click because they like the face.
Oh,
but I feel like you have to be inside to get the joke.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But
I need some mouth open gay thumbnails.
Yes, you do. I guarantee you'll actually get more clicks if you do that.
I'm going to put that to
you
the test.
Do that.
We should do
that. I guarantee you will.
Well, we're about to do a video together where we make fun of this knife burning sensation. Yeah.
If it's Mr. appropriate, Gears or whatever. Make it happen.
Yeah. So maybe we could do like a mouth agape double thumb.
That might be a little too much. You don't want to overdo it.
And Hila being in the back with like... their mouth open.
Oh, my God.
Just fucking.
Yeah.
Edit out our mouths and put them everywhere.
But to get back on track, Wolfie, in one of his videos, he just drilled it. Every 2 seconds in the video, he was like, I'm going to do dick sucking face. Like, in his normal video, it was hysterical. And then I think PewDiePie had mentioned something about him. So he made a whole another video about PewDiePie. And the whole thing was a riot. So he takes it really well.
He takes it well. That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, which I appreciate.
Well, actually, TechRex also did.
TechRex took like a champ, and we even spoke about doing a collab together.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Well, at first he's like, who the fuck is this asshole? Which is fair enough.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yo, I don't remember how we started talking, but anyway, he ended up being a real sweet guy. Shout out. I loved him. There's nothing worse than making fun of someone, and then they take it so personally, and then they sue you, for example. That's the worst.
That's a bit unfortunate when that happens.
That's the worst.
I haven't experienced that.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. I hope you don't go through it.
No,
it's
hopefully,
the worst.
Hopefully, soon enough, we'll talk more about it. It's just we can't really talk.
The
about
The lawsuit,
it too much.
By the way, I know everyone's waiting for updates on that. It's still, well, people are like, oh well, I guess the lawsuit's gone. No, it's not gone. It's still here, yeah. And it's fucking crazy. It's getting. We're about to go through deposition now, like in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's stressful, but I'm hoping we switched attorneys. So I'm hoping to turn it a leaf on that and hopefully wrap it up.
Yeah. It's good that you're talking to people about it or at least keeping people updated because I know that a lot of people who either, you know, were following it or whatever, you know, don't realize how long of a process a lawsuit is and it could be much longer from now. Yeah. It's not even really something that you can, like, give weekly updates about.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Like, what we've thought
about. I mean,
about.
The whole thing started around, like, April. Like, look, soon it's going to be a year already.
I've been wanting to do an update video, but it's like there's almost nothing to say. It's moved so slow, and now stuff's finally starting to happen. But
and it's out of your hands. It's bureaucracy, and your attorneys, their attorneys.
Right. Bunch of lawyer shit.
I mean, we fired our previous attorneys. I'll say more about that.
In the future.
In the future when this is all behind us. But there's been some just fucking absolute... It's been a shit show. It's been a shit show all around, man. It's been one of the most stressful things in our life. So when people react that way, that sucks.
yeah. Back to that.
Also, when people take your DMs and post it to fucking, like, defame you, sucks too.
Can we talk about that? I gotta say, whenever someone does that, like, you're so
posting
dead.
Posting DMs?
Yeah.
You're so dead to me and probably to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Who did it recently?
I've seen some people do it recently.
Yeah.
Rice Gum. Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you're just, like, beefing with someone, you're like, oh, well, here's a DM where they said something nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck off, dog.
Yeah. It's a little too much. I'm guilty of showing DMs.
When do you show DMs?
But I there are two occasions where I've showed DMs. The first one was with Jinx.
Mm-hmm.
I screenshotted me asking him if he wears a new bucket hat each day, and it was just like a question mark after it. So
that's not too invasive.
It's not too invasive, but in hindsight, I wouldn't have done it.
It's not bad because you're not like.
I think the worst is when two people are actually gushing. Having a conversation.
You're actually having a conversation
and then someone just takes it and shows it. And it doesn't matter if you were even looking bad or good.
You take it out of context.
Like, why do you even do that? I don't know.
But the bucket hat meme is okay. I'll give you a pass on that one. What was the other one?
The other one was Keemstar in the DMs for the Keemstar video.
That was also justified.
I give you a pass. Keemstar.
I tried to justify it in my head. I was like, well, he shows people's DMs, and I've seen him tweet out DMs before. So I said, hey, if he's fine with it, I'm fine with it.
In hindsight, I wouldn't. What was it he sent you?
It was basically a threat with LOL at the end of it. I'll ruin your career or something like that. And LOL.
That's like,
afterward.
No. I feel like when someone threatens you to that point and it's Keemstar, you get the warrant too.
Yeah. At the time, he was sort of like, he had that mentality as well.
He was the evil Axis.
Exactly.
Back then.
Yeah.
The Axis of evil, so to speak.
Yeah.
Exactly. Boy, YouTube has changed a lot in the past fucking 3 months, hasn't it?
It goes up and down every 2 seconds.
Well, I'm also like, after all that shit, I'm just like over the beef. Mm-hmm. I mean, we goof on people. But, like, the way I handled the Leafy thing was stupid.
Yeah.
It was bad. But, obviously, it was all bad then.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I sort of, like, try to stay out of it until it's, like...
You got your in.
Sort
you
of build up. Shot. Sort of, like, emotionally build up and then let it all out in a single video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then never mention it again until you're on a podcast with... Someone.
Yeah, tell me all about it. So what was it like leading up to the Leafy rant? Because the Leafy video.
Leafy rant.
He ruined rant, by the way. Can I just say that? Like making a rant used to be cool on YouTube. And then every fucking video he made was the Fuzzy Tube rant number five.
I really like the phrase rant because it sort of exemplifies like a lot of what we all do on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A lot of the times it's just, you know, it's really sort of like why you guys use reaction. It's like your reaction for a video. Oftentimes I'll just get in front of the camera and just say a bunch of shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a bit disappointing. But, yeah, leading up to the Leafy video, I was like, I don't know. I wanted to be smart about it. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, it was very much like the Keemstar thing. It's like a lot of people didn't realize because everyone decided to jump on the bandwagon after the fact. Mm-hmm. But, like, leading up to it, I was very nervous because,
yeah,
obviously, mm-hmm. like, it was a big deal. He had many more subscribers than me. Many people told me, yeah. like, this is a bad idea. Shit tons of people said, I don't know if you should do that.
Yeah, no, well, yeah. I mean, he made my life fucking hell when I tried to. Well, I did it so stupidly and badly. You were much smarter than me. But, like, yeah, it must have been scary. And no one had really taken, like, major shots at him since then. And, like,
right,
we got pretty fucked up from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the whole thing was really bizarre. I was afraid, like, at that point, like, Keem's avid supporters would, you know, mm-hmm. you know, dox me or do whatever, mm-hmm. this or that, send in the SWAT team.
Right.
But so that was the thing. It's like the day before I released the Keemstar video, I called my local police and I was like, mm-hmm. put me on the white list.
Are you fucking serious? Yeah,
I said, give That's me a call if anything happens. I did the same thing before the Leafy one as well.
Wow. It is that fucked up, yeah, though.
It is. Seriously. Like, some people are really just out of their fucking minds.
Yeah. Those of you listening who don't, like, follow YouTube, like, it's that fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's serious. A lot of people don't realize it's that serious. Or in Ethan's words, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up, Dag. So,
yeah.
You were just waiting in line. You were collecting. You were thinking about it for a long time.
Yeah. Because above all, I want to make the videos entertaining.
Yes.
Like, and that's sort of
where
the
I
biggest.
Fucked up. I think right. in my approach, it was rushed. It was hurried.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to do it out of passion. For me, yeah. it's really like I want to get the entertainment aspect of it out there. So the Leafy one was the Leafy and the Keemstar one. I really like there's previous ones that I did, like the Fine Bros. If I had to take any content comp video back, it would be the Fine Bros one. Mm. Because for me, I felt like I was very much jumping on the trend of yeah. like shit on these two Jews
yeah.
and make fun of their fucking faces
yeah.
and how much money they want
yeah.
and how greedy they are and that
yeah.
sort of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I parodied that mentality in my video. So I felt like I separated myself, but I didn't feel like it was super reflective of their content in general.
Yeah,
so
gotcha.
I was like, I take a pass on that.
Mm.
But the Keemstar one and the Leafy one, I felt good because
yeah.
it was fun to be creative. It was fun to do the gnome thing in the sewer.
Also,
I mean,
we
can tell like you were in touch with us when you were collecting information about those videos, I remember, mm-hmm. and you worked on them for a while.
Yeah, no, yeah. you were like, you're in there.
It was like
yeah.
a project.
It's an actual project.
Well, that's what made him so good. Yeah. And I remember every time you were kind of there, you're like the meme, he was there when no one else was kind of meme, where you got a face in every panel, you know? Because like when I was hanging out with PewDiePie and Jacksepticeye and Markiplier and JonTron in New York, when you dropped the Keemstar video. Uh-huh. And that was when he was at his most obnoxious. Like, yeah. he was sitting on the Death Star and he thought he was like fucking
was just
Palpatine.
Pure evil.
Just dropping laser bombs, calling everyone pedophiles. He was like fucking Reign of Terror.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, and it was like at the perfect timing, you dropped this 20-minute just roast
yeah.
of this gnome popcorn-eating fuck. Right.
Yeah.
And we all watched, like, they had already watched it at their hotel room, and I think we were busy all day, so we didn't yeah. have a chance. They're like, no, I will watch this 20-minute long video again. And we all gathered around John's house, and we were like, we were watching, we were clapping. It was like watching Star Wars.
It was a great night.
You were Luke Skywalker that night. No,
that was good. It does. Because it's like it feels good because it's like such a project. You know what I mean? I like the yeah. idea of having shit you can churn out on like a daily basis, but like some slow building stuff is
something yeah. in the background that you work on.
Slow cook's always
yeah.
the best.
Yeah. Some slow cooking.
Like that's soft, moist meat.
Mm-hmm.
But Keemstar has changed so much since then.
Well, that's my point too. Why your videos are so great is because it has impact.
Yeah.
I swear to you that Keemstar one and the Leafy one had such an impact. I mean, you fucked. You destroyed them. I feel like you ushered us into the new age of, like, the new age of peace, dog. You're Luke Skywalker. You fucking took down the Republic, dog. Goddamn.
You think Jesus is here?
Yeah, no, but for real, right, Hila?
No, I agree.
I mean, and but at the same time, you're also just like in it for the memes.
Yeah.
Which makes it even better. You're not there to like.
I just, it was really fun to do that gnome stuff, to be honest. Yeah. It was, I spent so much time in my room painting up that gnome.
Yeah.
Because it obviously didn't look that way at the start. I spent a whole night painting
that.
Up this gnome.
That's
and
funny.
I was like, I had such a good time. I took so many pictures of this gnome after it had the G Fuel logo on it.
Wonderful.
I was like, this will be the best video ever after just doing that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So. Well, you definitely... The thing, Ian, if you guys don't know, you basically went from like 300,000 subscribers to like now you have 3 million
mm-hmm.
in about a year.
Yeah, it's
in about a year's time.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Which was madness.
I really didn't expect any of it. It was each video that I put out, I thought was like the biggest like risk ever.
Hmm.
You know, I expected after the Leafy one, like, There's a good chunk of my Leafy or my
everyone's bouncing
sort of the subscribers that are subscribed to both of us and bounce out. Yeah.
You know what I found though when I get that feeling like this is a risky upload, like that's when you make your best videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember the last time I really felt that was the CS:GO Lotto one.
Oh yeah.
When I posted that, I was like fuck, like because I knew that was gonna fuck people
scared,
up.
Scared, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, are we making a huge mistake doing this? Because this is like.
There's actually money involved.
This is a lot, billions of dollars, and actual like legal,
legal ramifications.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when that was like a huge like shit yourself kind of moment.
That's crazy. That was. I feel like you could feel proud about a video like that though, because it does actually have kind of an impact.
I can say that's definitely our most impactful video.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing was after we made that video, Valve shut all of them down.
Yep.
That was like a $5 billion industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it just all came crashing down because these two fucking numbskulls.
Yeah.
Pro Syndicate and T. Martin. And I haven't told this story, but this shit freaks me out. Right after we posted that video, we went down to Florida to meet DJ Khaled.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Universal in Florida. This was like 2 days after we dropped that video. And I fucking shit you not. When we were leaving Universal that night, I saw T. Martin. He was there with his girlfriend, and I saw him, and he was playing Pokemon Go because it had just come out at the time. And I was like, "Ela, that's fucking T. Martin." And he's huge. He's like a big guy.
And I didn't know how you even recognized him. I was
like, "So funny."
No,
I was like, "I don't know if that's him."
But then
I looked on his Twitter.
He was at Universal.
That was him. He was like, "I'm at Universal."
I was like 10 feet away from him.
Right.
And I was like, "Elo, we like ran at it." Because I was like, "I can only beat up 20% of him." And he's not in that 20%.
And I never know, dude. He might have a screw loose.
That's what I'm worried about.
I mean, there's a good chance that he would have been like, "Hey, nice to meet you." But you never know.
That was fresh. That was fresh.
Yeah, it was a week after.
That would have been an awkward encounter. I was not interested in fucking confronting him.
That's
but isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
2 days after we ran into him in fucking Universal Studios.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That actually is, that reminds me of VidCon. If you ever go to VidCon, mm-hmm. you're going to meet some familiar faces at that event.
I'm scared.
We've never been to any of those.
You might want to. It's a humbling experience.
What do you mean?
Well, meeting the Fine Bros was a lovely experience.
You know
after
what? What was your impression on them?
Yeah, how was that?
They're great dudes.
They seem
very
like
kind.
Nice fucking guys.
They're
just
very
came
kind.
Off wrong. I don't feel bad for the video I made, but like, I think they're nice guys, and I appreciate that.
It's criticism, and I say it's deserved criticism.
Yeah,
criticism.
It is.
Well, like we made fun of the way they looked, which is kind of whatever, a little bit fucking low, but it's fine.
Yeah. Well, it feels weird because you wouldn't feel bad about, you know, making fun of the way certain people on channels look.
Right.
But since they're so, like, disconnected.
They're not mm-hmm. shit talkers.
And
they just fucked up and had, like,
right.
I feel like their intentions maybe weren't malicious to begin with. And then the worst part that was their little, like, spin video afterwards.
Yeah.
Where
they're just
like,
not
guys, we didn't. I think they just have really bad PR.
They're not very charismatic, and I don't think they had, I guess good PR is a good way of putting it.
I think, yeah.
So you ran into them, how was that?
Yeah,
like after making a video about them?
Rafi, not Benny. Benny wasn't there, I don't think.
Rafi's the one who wears the beanie all the time.
The beanie, yeah. He was really nice. I sort of was,
Are you going to be in an episode of YouTubers React anytime soon?
No, I'm not. But that's I don't feel too bad about that.
I'd love to see you react to some fucking Gangnam Style.
Yeah. I approached him and I said, hey, man, can I get a pic? And you could tell
he was— You approached him?
Yes.
So you were doing a bit of a meme on him?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I wasn't doing a meme.
Well, you told— you're like, hey, I fucking roasted your ass. Can I get a picture with you?
Yes.
It's a bit of a meme.
But you could tell he was hesitant. So I said, I'm not posting it anywhere. Or I'm not posting it with a caption is what I said. Mm-hmm. It's just me, pictured with the legend Rafi.
Yeah.
So I just took a picture. It was friendly enough interaction. Mm-hmm. And he said, I was like, listen, man, no hard feelings. It was just a little trend.
Yeah.
Or something
yeah.
like that.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And he was like, well, I think it would be really nice to have a dialogue or a discussion about it or something like that. It's a very friendly way of putting it. And later during the event, me and Max and a few others, like, we're all in a group setting and we talked about YouTube Red and a few other things. So the whole thing was a very positive experience, and I'm glad and the reason I was— before I said it was humbling, and it really was, it was like, I felt very uncomfortable because I had made this video about him and I was like, I'm deserving. It's one of the reasons that I kind of dislike some of the commentary channels out there is when they go in really hard, I'm like, you need to interact with these people mm-hmm. that you make fun of in real life just to be reminded of what you're actually doing, kind of
right,
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So interacting with Rafi.
When you see his face and you're like, and then you recall all
life.
The terrible things you said about him, and you're like, fuck. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
And this is real life. He felt this shit.
Yeah.
The internet wall is no longer there. Yeah. I'm 5 feet away from him.
Yeah.
It becomes real.
That's an interesting—
I feel
really
like also it happens when your channel becomes big, because then most of the times the videos you make, they're definitely going to see.
Right. Yeah.
Like when you're a small channel—
Exactly.
You don't know who's going to watch your videos.
I was much more loose with my lips exactly. on Twitter and everywhere else when I was smaller.
Yeah.
And now I have to kind of— if I say, like, when I was smaller, I would have, without a heartbeat, said some mean shit about PewDiePie.
Right.
But now I would be like,
he's my friend.
He's my friend.
I like him.
He's wonderful Swede.
He's a Swede. Well,
he's a Swede.
No, I 100% relate to that too. I mean, there was a point when we started making our reaction videos when we were like, we would actually ask ourselves, I wonder if they are going to see this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'd make a video about Vitaly or DJ Khaled or whoever the fuck we're making fun of. It's a prank invasion. We're like, wow, I wonder if they see this. I wonder what they'd think about it. But then you get to the point where you're like, I'm sure they saw this and I hope they don't sue me.
Well, that's not in everyone's head.
Sure, oh, God. Incorporate fast. Incorporate.
Not that that's going to save you from anything.
Incorporate.
Yeah.
YouTube's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
So you think that going to VidCon was an overall positive experience?
It was a very positive experience. I think...
Did you meet a lot of fans?
Not that many fans. I mean, there was a fair group of people. The more YouTubers or celebrities or whatever that are in close proximity to each other, the more people are like, it's okay to approach them sort of thing.
Mm.
Whereas, like, if someone passes by and it's just that one person, it's like, I'm not sure. You guys as a pair, Ethan and Eli, it's like, that's definitely them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
got you. Yeah, well, I think that's a good point. Maybe that's actually a good point. When they see Ela next to me,
it's a confirmation.
Then they're like, oh, boom, got him. Got him.
I get approached more when I'm with the boys.
Max,
yeah.
George.
The gang.
Exactly.
When you're with the whole gang, how do basics there with you guys? Does
that's
he just
confidential
like hang out?
Information.
Not typically. No, not typically.
he just kind of satellites out of there.
That's all confidential.
It's confidential information.
How do basic is Ian? I'm dropping the bomb right now. How do basic is Ian? Let that sink
There's
in.
Some theories. That's one of many theories.
I heard there's a theory that I'm how to basic
as
well.
Yeah, I saw that.
I wish I was.
Yeah, it's sort of like that anonymous thing. We're all how to basic.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not. I confirm I'm not, but I wish I was.
Yeah.
Fuck, I love that guy.
Yeah.
What's it like working with Max and George and How to Basic?
I love them all.
Because you fly out to Australia. Yeah. You go out there for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
and you work with
a little less than a month, but yeah. A
couple weeks.
Feels like a month.
And you work with these insane, Filthy Frank, Max Mofo, and Howdy Basic, which are like the three nuttiest channels on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I think your big exposure before the Leafy and Keemstar thing was from working with these guys.
Correct.
Yeah. Where your channel just went crazy. Mm. What's it like? What's it like?
Oh, it's awesome. They're all very different. How To Basic is like the funniest person on the planet.
He's got to. I want more from him.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, the fact that he can just like, he's been doing this for like 5 years where he just breaks eggs on shit. Mm-hmm. And even somehow he's managed to keep that fresh and entertaining.
Yeah.
That is just a testament to his genius.
Yeah. He's a genius.
It's insane.
He's a bit lazy, though. He should upload a lot more.
Get on your shit, Howdy Basic. You already
I think, right now it's been, I think, like 2 weeks since he's uploaded something.
Well, his shit's hard to make.
It's not hard to make.
It's
not hard
to make. No? What about cleaning up afterwards?
I mean, yeah, it takes a little while to clean up, but like...
If you guys don't
that's
know,
what I
he has that
about.
Shit cleaned up in a day. It's really? Not a big deal, yeah.
His videos are short, though, so it kind of sucks on YouTube.
It's very similar to animations.
He works hard. Yep. He makes a huge mess. He spends a lot of money, and he doesn't get paid very well because his videos are short. That's how YouTube works.
Correct.
Longer videos, you get paid more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Max, like we said earlier, I'll always have a soft spot in my heart for Max.
Max is sweet.
He was watching my videos before anyone else was. Best when I had like 20,000 subscribers. He was watching my videos.
That's really cool.
He it's so funny. It's so funny to see actual, like, I'll post memes that only people will understand if they had watched like a really old Kickstarter crap, and Max knows all those.
He
can quote my videos word for word. And these people who are like, I've been a fan since 100 subs, they don't fucking know the shit. Yeah.
That's so he's actually number one iDubbbz fan.
Oh yeah, Max is a legend. I love Max.
Also, he's so up to date with like
everything. This guy, Max.
I swear to God, if I wanted to, like, if there was a YouTube trivia game show, he would be on my team.
He's ever in LA, I need to have his ass on this podcast for a YouTube trivia trivia. No, like, this guy's a wealth of knowledge. Like, if I ever have a question about an obscure YouTuber, like, who is this and what's going on here? I shoot him a DM and he's like, After like 30 seconds, you see the blue dot show up, and it's like a Wikipedia article.
Yeah.
I'm like, thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
Oh, like whenever there's an interesting conversation on Twitter, Max is always involved.
He's involved.
Always.
With some snide shit.
With some funny shit.
Yeah. Always in there with the snide shit.
Yeah. But yeah, Max is great. And of course, we don't even need to say it, George, he's just a fucking clown.
I fucking hate George. I think he sucks.
Yeah.
Filthy Frank we're talking about. He's a real monster. Mm-hmm. And he has a big drug problem.
Yeah.
People don't talk about that, but he's on drugs a lot. Meth.
People are going to believe
meth. He does meth a lot. It's a bad thing.
Well, they should believe it because it's true. He smokes a lot of meth.
He passed me he brings me meth every time when we're at our house. And I'm like, Doug, I don't, I'm like, I'm married. I have work. I can't smoke meth with you.
He was just whittling on an apple, said, I'm going to make a pipe out of this, dude. And I'm
That's actually real.
Why?
Last
time.
Why?
We're just hanging out. Like, grab a beer or water, dude. Chill.
Have a water, Doug. Have an apple cider.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. George
but
is great.
Actually, I was going to say, we have the same story with George. He was the first.
That's true.
Who found our channel. Well, not the first, but like the big, really big YouTuber who found our channel. And he was watching our stuff from like so long ago, like all the old embarrassing videos. He was watching that.
That's
stuff.
Really cool.
It's so cool.
The embarrassing stuff is the best.
One of our biggest breaks was when we were so small. And George had like this, he was like a fucking god to us back then, like Filthy Frank. And he had a huge Facebook page. And he posted, we made this video with Ainsley Harriet, EXE. Mm-hmm. Which is like what we used to do, these video edits. And he never does it, but he posted that video on his Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I think we got like, 500 subscribers that day or something.
And that was like our biggest day ever.
We had like our sub page open. We were refreshing.
Oh, wow.
We were like, whoa.
That's so fun.
And he left a comment on one of our old videos. It was like a Get Wrecked, like one of our dance videos. And he's like, man, you guys, he said something really nice. And I'm like, and people were like, collab, collab, collab. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, fucking, of course I want to collab. And so I was like, yeah, you want to do it? And he's like, yeah.
Eventually, when we actually moved to New York.
I think we ended up talking on Twitter DMs or something. But he was there. He was there when no one else was, man.
Yeah.
Like, George is one of the sweetest, fucking most genuine guys.
Yeah.
And he's a huge boon to our, to helping us. And I'd suck his dick. Yeah. I have. And I would again.
Yeah. I love that shit. When it's so genuine when you're, like, at a, basically a low sub count and, like, they if they can quote one of your videos, it's pretty good.
It's so that's like that's the best thing.
It's fucking gay when they're doing it in public though, but it's pretty cool.
George does that in public?
No.
Max?
Max will occasionally like try to embarrass me by doing hey, that's pretty good. They're really fucking loud. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
He created you, dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's his attitude. He's like, fuck this guy. I'm gonna humiliate him.
Yeah.
It's funny, who else was it? There was one other people.
Snipers. And JonTron.
Yeah. Right. John and George were our fucking.
That's really nice.
Yeah. God bless them. It's so important coming up. I feel like no YouTuber can make it to like a high level without some help.
Right.
For the most part, unless you're like Rice Gum or Wolfie or Leafy, who just like all of a sudden YouTube's like, I choose you. You know, and like the invisible YouTube hand just propels you to the top. Like, I feel like you need some help.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those were our guys.
Yeah.
And your guys were, you had the same guy. Fuck, George is a saint. George, Max, and How to.
He's not a saint.
Yeah, fuck. Anyway, let's take a quick break.
I got two subs for being featured in a How To Basic video.
Really? Only two?
Yeah.
How'd you track this?
I mean, it could have been less subs, actually. It could have been minus.
You lost.
Yeah. All right, well.
Well, it was great being on the H3 podcast.
It was fun. Thank you for watching. Remember to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play Music. Leave a review. Appreciate you for doing that. That helps us a lot.
Subscribe to iDubbbz TV. iDubbbz TV 2.
Yeah.
And iDubbbz Games.
Okay, now you're asking too much. Don't push. Don't be too pushy.
Twitter.com/iDubbbz.
iDubbbz Games is the last time you upload on that fucking thing. More Minecraft Let's Plays coming up.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys for watching. We love you. We appreciate you. We will be seeing you the next time. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.